Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baydachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to show my third demo that I will present during Maker Faire in Vancouver this week. So my third demo is about Azure Internet of Things. It's easy to show lots of different demos there. I have to create, for example, console application in C# that can emulate my device. But what about real microboards? That's why in this demo I decided to use several different microboards. And first one, you can see that it's a Raspberry Pi board that is running Linux operating system. And thanks to Azure SDK, I can connect Azure without any problems and I can use many different programming languages. In this case, I decided to use JavaScript, so Node.js and JavaScript in order to connect Azure. The second board, it's a Raspberry Pi 2 as well, but in this case, this board is running Windows 10, IoT Core, of course. And in this case, of course, I used Visual Studio, I used C# in order to develop all needed components and in order to connect Azure IoT, and I use the same SDK, but in C#, and you can find lots of different examples in MSDN around C#. You can find lots of different libraries, ready-to-use libraries, and so on. So it's not a problem at all. And third one, it's a launchpad from Texas Instruments based on CC3200 microcontroller. This microcontroller has embedded Wi-Fi, and these board is running Texas Instruments real-time operating system, so TI-RTOS. And in this case, I use C++ and I use the existing Azure SDK as well in order to create application and in order to deploy my application to this board. And this board is connected directly to Azure as well in order to send all needed messages. And last one, it's an ESP8266 module, Wi-Fi module, but if you worked with this module, you know that there is opportunity to upload Arduino framework to this module. So in this case, I'm using Arduino. And in this case, I'm using, of course, Arduino libraries for Azure in order to connect this microboard, this module to Azure. Frankly speaking, I spent much time with this board because I had to create my own printed circuit board and I needed to solder all these things, but it works fine and you can see that this board can work thanks to 9-volt battery. So for different boards and for different operating systems. In the first case, I used JavaScript. In the second, I used C#. For TI-RTOS, I used C programming language, and for Arduino, it's of course wiring programming language, so Arduino compatible programming language. If you are going to start right now, and if you are going to use existing Azure SDK in order to connect your device to Azure, I would recommend to visit github.com/azure-sdks. You can see that there are several programming languages are supported, for example, C, C#, Java, JavaScript, and Python programming languages. And after that, you can visit azure.microsoft.com and open in documentation page, you can find Internet of Things category there, and you can find also different services related to Internet of Things. I would recommend to start with IoT Developer Center. Opening this page, you can click Connect Your Device button and you can select some devices that are supported and that are supported not just thanks to SDK, but for all these devices you can find detailed instruction how to deploy Azure SDK and how to start developing something. For example, you can select TI RTOS and you can select your programming language, and after that you will see a detailed instruction how to deploy existing example using TI RTOS SDK using CC52.0.0 SDK and all needed steps and how to compile it, etc. So in order to run your application on a real launchpad from Texas Instruments. The same situation with Raspberry. You can use Dragon board if you want, etc. So just select your favorite board, select operating system, and that's all. Of course, it's possible to connect to Azure much more boards, but at least all popular boards are here. And additionally, if you want to check if your board is connected to Azure, I would recommend to open Tools folder in Azure SDK and find Device Explorer. Device Explorer is a special tool that allows you to monitor existing connection to Azure, and you can select your device from the list, all registered devices, and you can check if your board really sent data to Azure. And after that, once you can see that everything is okay, you can start developing your server side. On server side, I used three different services. First of all, I used Azure IoT Hub in order to connect my devices and in order to send data to the cloud. You can see that I have four different devices here, and I can manage it, I can get connection string for them, I can enable, disable them, etc. You can see that I already have almost 4,000 messages for today, and IoT Hub supports up to several billions messages. In my case, I have just one unit, but in case even of standard subscription, you can set up to 200 units, and you can buy more advanced subscription plan. So IoT Hub receive my messages from devices, and after that I have to analyze my messages. I have to probably group them, I have to merge some data, etc. In this case, I decided to use Stream Analytics. Thanks to Stream Analytics, I can easily provide inputs based on IoT Hub, for example. So I can use IoT Hub as my input source, and I can easily get data from IoT Hub in real time. And of course, I can provide outputs. In case of outputs, because I'm going to present my data, I decided to use Power BI. So Power BI allows me to create cool charts, tables, etc. And of course, I designed a very simple query in this case. So I simply select humidity, temperature, and pressure. You can see that I use max value for 60 seconds. And Stream Analytics will run this query and get data, live data from my IoT Hub, and will send it to my Power BI tables. So nothing special, and of course I developed Power BI reports. So you can see several graphs, you can see a couple tables. First graph about temperature from Windows, the second about temperature from Linux, Arduino, data about pressure, and data about humidity. So it's really easy to develop a similar dashboard using Power BI. And if you want to create a new report or edit existing report, you can visit powerbi.microsoft.com website. And if you have activated Azure Active Directory in your Azure subscription, you can get access to Power BI dashboard. You can create cool reports. You can see lots of different templates. You can add some boxes, some images. You can edit your report if you want, adding some filters or changing colors, changing labels, and many other things. So it's really easy. Once your report is done, you can simply pin it to your dashboard. So in my case, I'm going to demo my Maker Faire in Vancouver dashboard, and let's visit Maker Faire in order to see this demo in action, and in order to ask probably some questions, and later, if you don't have a chance to visit Maker Faire, later I am going to record several videos. There I will describe each of supported boards in details, and I will show how to set up Azure and how to set up Azure services in order to get data from devices and in order to present it using Power BI.